All right. My name is Emma York. I'm part of the Oral History Summer School, and we are in Hudson, New York at the Hudson Youth Center. And it is Saturday, June 28th, 2025, and I'm joined here with Max Cruz. Max, could you introduce yourself?
My name is Max Cruz. I'm officially moved to Hudson, and I'm a junior at Hudson High School. So I'm a recent addition to Hudson. I moved here around July of last year, or 2024. And then July of 2024, I was presented with a job opportunity at Oakdale. And I started working as a junior mechanic at the bike shop. And honestly, being from the city, bike life is a big part of the city, and it's a way to form a brotherhood and build a community that's so tight wound. It's almost as if you were to have the same mother. And honestly, having many people I consider brothers, but they're not part of my family, the bike shop was an amazing opportunity to instill myself into the community and, you know, become closer with people. Oakdale provided me countless opportunities, and I'm thankful for it. Honestly, Oakdale, not so much on Oakdale, but more of the city and the biking community. So the city and biking community really was like a brotherhood, and it really gave you understanding of everybody, because even if you met someone last week, you got their whole life story in less than 5 days. And honestly, it was warming. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have a sense of that first coming to Hudson and being new, but I feel like the bike shop really did offer many, many different perspectives and many different people in my life now. And honestly, like I said, I'm forever thankful for it. Starting the school year, it gave me a lot of people to talk to. It gave me different groups and different cliques to join, or, you know, sometimes you don't join every clique, and sometimes you have to defer, a friend group or something because they're not making the right decisions. And it also gave me that ability to, you know what I'm saying, see who in Hudson was really the go-to, and who you don't want to surround yourself with, because I feel like that's also a big part of Hudson. People are easily influenced because they're looking for a place to go to, or like someone to follow, because I feel like there's a herd mentality. So with Oakdale giving me some insight on how to not follow that herd mentality, I set my own path and I started playing football. Especially playing football in the city, it was a little easier here because I'm playing for a lower division. But honestly, I'm still thankful for it and still grateful that they gave me the opportunity to play football. I was a team captain. I played both offense and defense, and playing both sides of the ball, offense and defense. It also has gave me the viewpoint of me really looking back at everything, especially almost coming up a year in Hudson. So it really gives me the perspective of what I've done here and how I've changed from coming to Hudson, especially coming from New York City with over 27 million people. It's a very commute, off the grid town like Hudson, where people come here for, you know, historical attractions and little, you know, like this is a home, a home for people who, you know, want to retire, a more quiet life, settle down. Mm. And it showed me that I've changed a lot coming to Hudson, and people rely on me a lot more, and I've instilled a lot more values into myself. And I could say I missed the city, but at the same time, I feel like Hudson was a good change for me.
Do you want to talk a little bit about how you've changed since you've moved to Hudson?
So there is a lot of issues in the city, whether it's gang violence, gun violence, or even like the issue of drug use, poverty. And honestly, this is really an age in your this is the point in your adolescence where you see everyone develop on these bad habits or what they're going to become in the future, because a lot of it you pick up now. And these bad habits are hard to break, and some people don't break them for the rest of their lives, and they live in a cycle. So with that cycle not being broken for many people, I feel like it kind of forced a breakaway, because I'm seeing my peers in the city go and do their own thing and go follow these bad paths, and then some of them are doing amazing. I can't say this is for everyone, but some people happen to follow that process. But for me personally, it really broke me away from all of that, and I haven't gotten to any of those bad habits. I didn't have to break them, and honestly, I feel like Hudson's a really big part of that. You know, it's a commute area and very small, so I don't have much to worry about. So it was very big stress reliever. I feel like I don't have to worry about a million people now. And honestly, it's been pretty calm.
Are there people that you've connected with since moving to Hudson?
I had family in Hudson, but there have been people I since connected with. And I feel like the biggest person I've connected with, it has to be... Honestly, it has to be my football coaches, especially I have a coach named Darren Collins, and Mr. Darren, he's been a real inspiration, especially since he's always pushing me to do my greatest. And he's like family now, and he even claims me as a part of his family, and we've been super close. And even though there are some fallouts in between, because sometimes I have a lack of motivation, he's always there for me and always pushes me to go harder than I do. And it's always open arms. And I feel like I could never repay him for that. But it's definitely a struggle trying to adjust yourself into a community like this sometimes. And I feel like people who aren't as social and people who aren't coming from a big city, they might have a hard time in Hudson, because a lot of people here are tightly knit, and their communities are I guess you could get into them, but it's a little hard because it's a small pond and you're a new fish in this small pond, so it's hard for people to look at you and accept you sometimes. But
Okay.
Another thing that I've really noticed and I've really had to adapt to is the change of schooling, because previous to this, I didn't go to public school, and I went to all boys schools, and they were private or Catholic. Mm-hmm. So there is a big adjustment, as well as the social aspect of it, just the educational aspect coming to Hudson, and it's even spiritually, like there's been a big change, because you have to change everything about you if you're not confident in who you are, because you have to change your churches, you change your friend groups. Yeah, there's new faces around, a new team you're on for sports, and like I said, I went to all boys school, so it's not like I'm looking at a bunch of dudes' faces anymore. But overall, with that jump, I feel like it would be hard to transfer over to Hudson for my shoes, but I'm glad that I was like invited and like everyone came with me. It came to me with open arms in Hudson. And these are the people like Mr. Collins, my football coach, who I named. And then, like I said, I have family in Hudson, so that was a good step to really start on. But overall, I can't say that I miss the city, and I feel like there will always be love for the city in my heart, but Hudson really did give me the perspective of that my wife and home, my wife and family doesn't have to be in that city, and I feel like that's why I was stuck in. Because no matter what I thought I was going to go to college, and I still think I'm going to college. I would hope so. But I thought no matter what, my life would always have to end up back in New York City. And now I'm exposed to a lot more diversity. It's funny saying that because the city has 27 million people living in it, and there's a lot of diversity, but you really get blinded once you start hanging out with a clique, and then you only hang out with that clique, and it doesn't give you the insight of other people because you're closed-minded now. And when you're closed-minded, you don't even realize you're closed-minded. And I'm glad that I saved myself from that ignorance, or my parents saved me from that ignorance, moving me out here. And now I feel like I'm living a more full life, a more complete life doing this.
Do you feel like there are specific lessons you've learned or things you've been exposed to here that have stuck with you?
I feel like everything that's done in the dark will come to the light. Coming from the city, if you were to see someone, you may never see them again. It's 27 million people. You see a bunch of randoms every day. But what you do here, everyone's going to know. Everyone's going to see you tomorrow, and everyone knows each other. So it's just like, just be who you are, be transparent, do what you're gonna do, because just have integrity, you know what I'm saying? Because everything you do is gonna, even if people may not be watching over your back all the time, it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Be yourself. You don't have to hide because it's only making yourself miserable, I guess. That would be my lesson, like I've learned. Just be yourself. Have some integrity.
Are there some places in Hudson that you found it's easier to be yourself?
Honestly, the Hudson Youth Center has been a great place to be myself and give me ability to express myself. There's teen hours from 6 to 9, and the staff members stay here until 9 o'clock while you socialize with other people who come around. People who live across town or from the other town even come, and then they'll stop by, play some basketball, hop on the computers. There's a PlayStation here, even make some music. So it's really a hub, or more of a place for everyone to socialize and connect. So with the Hudson Youth Center being so interactive, it's really become the safe haven for a lot of kids. And honestly, I took some lessons here and many other opportunities, and I feel like it's incredible. They have everything from figurative writing to homework help. And I feel like if you were to reach out for the help you need, they definitely provide it here.
Is there a room in the youth center, which we are sitting in right now, that you feel like the most connection to or memories in?
Honestly, I have to say the gaming room. There's been countless moments in the gaming room where it's been emotional turmoil to some amazing experience, because it varies. When you're losing in a game of 2K to winning a game of WWE or something. Honestly, I can't say that there's a room that reaches close to the gaming room, because it's just been so many experiences there and so many people I've met.
Do you want it?
Wait. Oh.
It sounds like the gaming room has had lots of memory for you. I'm curious, do you want to bring me back to like one of those memories that sticks out for you from the gaming room?
Okay, so there's a game I like to indulge myself in, and it's based off the NBA. And this is 2K, right? So based off of the NBA, I was playing the Utah Jazz, and it's the all-time Utah Jazz. So it's basically all the Hall of Famers, everyone that's been on the team that you would call the greats. And then I was playing against the Sacramento Kings. So these are considered more low-tier teams on the all-time scale. And I brought it to overtime with a clutch three-point shot on one of my friends. And honestly, it brought a lot of emotions throughout the room, because you have people not even playing on the sideline rooting for you or hyping you up. And sometimes people are against you, and sometimes you have to show them that you're here for a reason and that you're playing for a reason. It may not sound like it needs the intensity over a game, but it's just like you're able to be that intense at the youth center because it's just so comfortable. Like, it's just so comfortable here. It really makes you feel like you have a home. And there'll be there's going to be a million things at once. So even if you don't feel home in one spot, you have an opportunity to go somewhere else, find a different person, and maybe feel a little safer there.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. So you've been at the youth center playing games,
yeah,
and maybe doing some job applications that you mentioned before our interview, but it also sounds like you've worked here in several capacities. Do you want to talk about what it's been like to work at the bike co-op?
So working at the bike co-op, it gave me opportunity to help kids and really give them that determination to really push for what they want. Because you see the kids at the bike shop and they just want to grab a bike and then they want to go ride around and then they want to bring it home, but it's the bike shop's bike. So we give them opportunity to take it a step further and push for what they want. They get a free bike frame, or they get like a free bike frame that's donated or that we have left over. And then we give them the opportunity to not only just ride the bike, but they get to make it themselves. So seeing a lot of kids come in, it really gives them a boost of motivation to, or rather a motivation, an incentive to really finish with the bike. Because usually kids will come in, they'll work on a bike, and then they'll be like, I don't want to do this anymore, because they actually have to work for it. But it's like a early stepping stone for finishing through and not procrastinating. And then mentioning the job interviews at the youth center. Yeah, there's been times where I was late on an assignment, or I needed to do an application here and there, and I couldn't do it at home, or I wasn't in the area of home, so I stopped at the youth center, chatted with my friends while doing a job application or finishing an assignment. And it's an optimal ability, like, it's an optimal choice, because it's just so convenient, and the Wi-Fi here is good, and honestly, there was nowhere else I felt more comfortable doing it. Especially, like you said, I've mentioned me spending so much time at the youth center since I've came here only a year ago. There's kids who will probably offer you a more in-depth emotional connection because they've been here for countless years. And it really just shows how strong the youth center is and how vital it is to the community.
Are there other places in the community that you find yourself spending a lot of time?
Honestly, it would sound like it's set up, but Oakdale, because I spend a lot of time at Oakdale, because if you're not at the youth center, you're at Oakdale playing basketball. Because Oakdale, it's another place where kids could go fix their bikes even when the bike shop is closed, since it's a seasonal thing and it's only open during the summers. When you have an issue with your bike, there's a stand there. You go fix your bike. People go play basketball, meet up there. And it's just a continuation of what started at Oakdale. It's just, I don't know, it's just like a never-ending cycle for me. And it's just like, I can't say I've had a bad experience here.
Do you own a bike?
Of course.
Okay. Didn't want to make any assumptions.
No, of course, I own a bike, and that's how a majority of Hudson's kids get around. So I feel like the bike shop is crucial to Hudson as well as the youth center, because I've met countless people there, like I said, and I'm going to give you a name, Erin. She was my employer at the bike shop, and she's an amazing person. It's just like you really get to see people for who they are genuinely. And Erin, she's another person I can say really held a strong connection in my life, because now my brother wants to work in the bike shop because he volunteered last year because he was too young to work. And it just shows how good of a teacher she is to entice people to really want to work with kids, especially with that being a difficult group to work with because the lack of comprehension in some of the kids have. With some of the kids, their lack of comprehension. They're 7 years old learning how to fix a bike. So, I mean, it really shows how she entices kids to really want to work with other kids.
If money wasn't a factor, like, what would your wildest dream be for young people here in Hudson?
If money wasn't a factor, honestly, I feel like the kids want somewhere they could do other things than basketball and just go play the game, because there are a lot of other things to do and that we don't have as kids in Hudson, and we see the other towns have it. Moving here, I saw that Catskill has a bowling alley, and there are, you know, countless buildings that I don't have the money to buy, but they're just run down and broken, and the community has suggested things for a new rec center, ice skating rink, a bowling alley, I mean. But yeah, so honestly, I would say probably a new building, a new interactive thing that people could go to with their families and friends. That'd probably be something I'd get, like a ice skating rink or a bowling alley.
Those are some beautiful dreams. I'm curious for yourself. You talked about earlier how maybe at one point in time you thought you could only ever have a future in New York City. Okay. But then that shifted, it sounds like. I'm curious, like, where do you see yourself in the future as an adult? What do you hope for yourself?
Being around so many perspectives and views and moving from the city to here, it all correlates and it gets you to see everyone's perspective and how it varies. So it's intrigued my mind to work in something with more of the psyche and psychological activity, because you could determine someone's actions or the majority of someone's actions all off of patterns. And it's really been interesting to me, like, you could determine what type of person someone is all based off of their actions, little things you notice, little tics. And I want to be a psychiatrist or more of a therapist and get to understand those patterns and have a more in-depth connection to those around me and try to use that in my day-to-day life. Because I feel like I've always been someone people come to console in, so I might as well use that ability of being someone to console in for good use. And I have a lot of family who have went to, and I have a lot of connections to people who have went to the army and the military. So I feel like I'll get a better opportunity to chase my ambitions in the military. So I would do that in the military and probably hear a lot of trauma, probably connect to a lot more people and widen my variety of like perspectives I heard, and avoid being that closed-minded person I once was, and continue to improve myself in the future and better myself.
What do you feel like you need to be able to bring that dream for yourself to life?
First of all, I feel like discipline's a big factor that what they say my generation doesn't have. Because having someone scream in your face or having someone tell you what to do all the time may be a little stressful and not the ideal situation, but I feel like it's all needed in our lives. We need a certain level of discipline, because if we don't hold ourselves to do something, no one else will. So I feel like that's the big factor I'm missing, because getting up at 6 a.m. every day, it probably won't be easy the first 2 weeks and ideal, but I feel like I'll get used to it with the discipline. And honestly, you don't even have to take it to that level, because discipline's a huge factor in many's lives. And like I said, no one will give it to you unless you give it to yourself, excluding, you know, the military, which I'm saying. And honestly, it alters a lot of people's lives, because bad habits aren't easily broken, and they start when you're younger. And especially in these years, it's critical to get someone to insert that discipline in you, because these bad habits lead to you missing classes. And like they say in high school, no one's gonna hold you to that in college. And even in high school, people don't hold you to it. And that just only causes issues for yourself, and you don't realize it until it's too late.
Did you always believe that or know that, or do you feel like that's something you've developed more recently?
I feel like it's developed more recently, because I did say I was a closed-minded person, and I didn't have as much of an understanding of what I was doing in the city, because like I said, this is the time where bad habits were forming, and a lot of my friends worried about the parties, worried about taking the train for the rest of their lives, and it really got my priorities in order. And now I push to want to have a car. I'm working every summer, doing what I need to become this bigger and better person.
It's really beautiful. Do you want to talk about what you're looking forward to this summer? Just beginning.
Honestly, I can't wait to be a counselor at Oakdale, because I'm changing my environment. Not completely, but I'm changing what I'm doing. I'm changing my objective, because working as a junior mechanic is different as a counselor. Because rather than maintaining bikes, I'm doing childcare and taking care of kids and working with them hand to hand. And it's definitely different from teaching a kid how to do something and just tell them, okay, this is how you do it, this is what you have to do, and these are the safety precautions. So it's definitely going to be a switch, and I can't wait for it. Especially having so many siblings, I feel like I'm adapt to this already. And I'll be working with one of my cousins, so I'm looking forward to it.
That's really exciting. You've mentioned your siblings a little bit, and your brother, Do you want to talk at all about your relationship to your siblings?
I feel like it provided me... My relationship with my siblings has always been amazing. It provides me with more of an understanding of why people do things, because sometimes people don't even need a reason to do things, and you just have to understand that you can't affect anybody's anything. You can't control anybody, so you just have to be understanding of everything. You have to take a second chance, and you have to take a second look at things and be like, okay, I may not understand why he did that, but maybe he had a good reason. It gives you more patience. It builds character. I feel like there's a lot of things people with siblings develop throughout time just because they have siblings that are crucial for character development. And honestly, I could say that for my brother. He's definitely helped me. My brother Julian, he's the closest in age to me. We're a year and a half apart with me being older. And he's definitely helped me improve my patience quite a bit. Because he's that one who knows how to make me grip my grip my teeth, and he knows how to grind my gears. So it really helped me develop my patience and understand that you can only control yourself and everyone's different, so you can only be understanding of that.
That's a beautiful way to frame it, a positive way to frame it when your sibling is frustrating you and building your patience and your character.
But other than getting me a little, you know, improving my patience, having siblings is an amazing opportunity, and I feel like I could relate to no one more because we have the same parents growing up in the same household. It's basically your best friend. Even when you don't realize it, your siblings are always going to be there for you, hopefully, and they're always right next to you when you need them.
What has their transition to Hudson been like?
My transition to Hudson was no one was really worried about it. I feel like I was pretty adept, but my siblings, they're not as social, so I felt like they were gonna struggle adapting to Hudson and meeting so many different people, but with Oakdale and all the other opportunities provided, it was just a beautiful transition. And the ability to transition like that is just, it was just flawless. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I have a sibling who's atypical. So my atypical sibling, even he comes to the club, he comes to the program after school, and he gets along with the kids perfectly fine. So I couldn't thank Hudson enough, and I couldn't say that Hudson's provided me with a bad experience. So honestly, all of our transitions were pretty fluent, and I'm grateful for that.
I'm grateful for that for you too. Are there any challenges you feel like you're facing right now in Hudson?
I feel like my biggest challenge in Hudson...
You don't have to answer that question if you don't want to also.
I just have to think, because...
And it doesn't have to be your biggest challenge either.
Okay.
It could just be a challenge.
All right.
One of many. Hopefully few.
So, I feel like there aren't much challenges to Hudson. I really spent my time thinking about it right now, and it's hard to think of challenges when everything's so easily avoidable, and you really set your own story. You only create your own path. So I emphasized a lot about how you only control the things you do, and how my siblings helped me realize that. And honestly, that's all it is in Hudson. You create your own issue and you create your own problem. So unless you're looking for issues, you usually don't find them.
Okay. So Max, you've talked about your experiences here in Hudson and your relationships, and I really appreciate all the time and energy you've put into opening up that part of your life. And I've enjoyed listening to and learning from you. I'm curious if there's anything that I haven't talked about that you feel like would be important for people to know about what it's like to be a kid here in Hudson.
Honestly, not anything that I haven't talked about, but I can't stress it enough that being yourself and having integrity is one of the most crucial points of being a youth in Hudson and one of the two important traits you have to have, because if not, you'll lose yourself. But other than that, I feel like there's not much we haven't discussed already. And honestly, I can't thank you enough for the opportunity and learning from you as well throughout the interview or off the interview. But that's about it.
Okay, that's it. It's a wrap. Thank you so much, Max.